Friday, Torah Masha, Chof Beis, Shvat, Tov Shepherev, Rabbi Yossi Kazan.
Good morning. Although, before I begin this year, just give it two akdomas, two auras. Although we all know that there's a great machloikis, mamish, marochamu marocha, if Vayishma Yisrael, when did Yisrael come to Mizgayer and to join Kal Yisrael? Was it before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? 2 days in the Gemara in Zvachan, Tavkuf Tezayin, 2 days in the Chilta Al Asar, Machlokes Rashi and Ramban, and all before Shia Torah. Or the Chuli Alma, the fact that the Torah writes the story of Yisrael before the Kabbalah Satera, Saras Adibris, is the Charaya L'chul Alma, that this, the way to understand, to internalize, to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, is dafka by learning the lesson of Vayishma Yisrael. Ulahoyer, just for those who love Gematrius, they will know that Vayishma Yisrael, Koyin Midian, Imakoylel, is Gematria 1,222, which is two times Torah, because as we'll discuss, there are two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shalpeh, which is also Gematria of Ayichon Shem Yisrael Gneged Ahor, which is also Gematria, which we'll discuss later, also Chen Chol Goy, Umishpot and Bal Yudom. Keep that in the back of your brains. Also Lahoyer, that the Shabbos Habalinu L'Teva, that the Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Adar, and therefore the parsha, which is connected to it, begins Vayishma Yisrei, which is Gematria Nichnas Odor Marbin B'Simcha, and therefore he's described in the Torah as Koyen Midyon, and if, which is Gematria V'Nahapichu Kipshutai. He was a pope, the Kloif, the hate Shliach of the Samach Mem, V'Nahapichu, which if I remember correctly from last year, V'Nahapichu has something to do with Purim also. We'll just keep it. Let's go to the basic, what happens here. Vayishma Yisrael Koyin Midian. What happens? Says Rashi, Mashmu Shamu Bo. What did he hear that motivated to come? He heard about Kriyas Yamsu, Femel Chemes Amolik. Then he comes to Pasuk. Says Vayisaper Moshe Lechoisnoi Moshe Rabbeinu, tells the whole geshaft, the whole episode to Yisrael, and Yisrael responds. Has what he say? Vayichad Yisrael Kol HaToivo. And afterwards it says, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Aschem. And then it's Ati Yodaiti, God Hashem Mikol Likim, V'chulchu. She tells us the obvious question all the Meforshim ask. Vayishma Yisra, he already heard the story, right? It was in the newspaper. I don't know how he heard about it, right? If he already knew the story, so why didn't my Vayisaper Meishel Choyste again repeat everything once again? And now, when does he have a response? Vayichad Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, Ati Yodaiti. Not when he heard the story originally, when it happened, B'shaitoi. But now, after Yisapar, Mishul Choyznoi, then it has this incredible reaction. She tells the Tashayla Makarau. He knows the story. The information already he knows. I found this here, another Medrash Pliya, which I never saw before, brand new to me, in my ignorance. So the Medrash Pliya, Vayish, Mayisri, Koyin Midian, Mash, Mua, Shama, Ubo, Parshas, Pora, Duma, Shama, Ubo. I took like a double take. What in the world does Pora, Duma got to do with Yisri coming? In fact, the Machlik is Gemara Gittin, when actually was Pora, Duma given? Rashi, Al HaTorah, and many in Deyat HaChazal, Pora, Duma was given B'mora, some like Choyk, Umishpat, right? Other day is that it was given Rish Chodesh, Shana Shnia by Mashmini, which we could talk about, but another shmuz for another time, right? But even if you say it was already given in Mora, so it was known, or at least partially known as Meforshim say, what in the world does it mean that Dafka, when Yisrael heard Para Aduma, he came to join Kal Yisrael? Ubehekt, the Mahalik and all the Sforim Akdashim, you know, everyone, when you meet other people, you're going straight, as they say. Back in two mice, so the Vina Rav and the Sefer Shem and Rish brings. Each mice is like, wow. First mice he brings, the Pischa Zutta, who's the Elter Zayda of the Rav Tugzunzai. The Agana Ge'unim, Kolat Erekulin, was Muslim Nubuzai. He was a chosid of the Havis Yisrael of visions. And the visions, the minig was, the Havis Yisrael was in the middle of the Shulchan Ayatar, in the middle of the Tish. When it came time to say Torah, suddenly he went, shashtil, you couldn't hear a pin drop. And he would sing a psatnul to himself, like for 10-15 minutes, right? And you could see in the shtanik his face would change. You could see like going the Olam is. You see, everything Rebbe is like Torah, like, you know, Himmel Torah is like, wow. Like, just, like 15 minutes, he's like, you know, whatever, trying, going up the escalator somewhere. And then he would say his Torah. And one time, the Pizchazuta, Pizchazuta was a tzadda, have a sefer, like, can I go in? Even the Chassidish Torah, like, he said to his Rebbe, Rebbe, Torah is like the Rebbe says, I could also, but by the way, when he used to sing the prepare, he'd say, sing a nigin, a tnua, like a bim bum, you know, whatever. He said, Torah is like the Rebbe says, kenich uchzol, aber de bim bum kenich nisht. You got to appreciate the story, said. In other words, givaldike Torah with medrash plius, with kimatrius, and if you have a good mind, you could say, Torah is achmimur. Ober the bimbum is pshat that is dvorim hayoytsim alev nichnosim alev. The Gemara says the brachot kol mishi yishmayin dvorim nishmoim. That you have to be a rebbe at hardgis to do. Another similar story: the Skolji Rebbe told that there was a rebbe of Oster. I think it's the Zayda of Reb Yehuda, and he used to say teirus laroyv, a big tifa teirus, and no one ever recorded it. No one wrote them down for posterity. One chassid wanted to be geirim nachas ruach to his rebbe. And he, a whole year, Shana Tmima, he sat and wrote the horror of it, to record all the Torahs his Rebbe said, Raivid. And then he presented the Torah to his Rebbe, and he just took it with a kalkait. Yeah, okay, and gave it back. It was not, Lenogavalipot. So, yeah, Chalishatash, his Rebbe, maybe I wasn't mechavin to the mitzvah, tifkait, the pimius, hakavana, when the Rebbe said the Torah. So the Rebbe said, nee. Did you ever see a lumberjack when he cuts down the chit of Eitzim Bayar? He cuts down trees. Yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of a lumberjack cutting down trees in the forest? Yeah. Is the picture of the lumberjack similar to the lumberjack? Yeah. When the lumberjack takes his axe, the garzen, to be chit of Eitzim, when he picks up his hands, they get the krecht, and then he comes and bang. And the chit of chalila, bang. Right? He has all the Torahs that you write, you mechavin to my kavonda and lamitas advorim, you got it straight. Ober der oifelt. Like the bimbom. Right? In other words, that the Torah should be what the Alexander Rebbe is called a poilish Torah. We lost in poil. That should be poil pull off some. That you don't get in a dry. That's why Lechura Yisrael wanted to hear the story. He could have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, do me a teva shver, Aiden. You know, I'm the shver. Send me a letter with all the details, you know, of what happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Yamsu. Reb Nachman writes in Likutei Maran, a Meir Digavort, says, why did he come himself? Because he heard, right, the last thing he heard was the Mechemes HaMolik. What does it say by Mechemes HaMolik? The Abish tells Moshe, K'soiv Zoyz Dikorin Basefer, but that's not enough. V'sim Ba'ozne Yeshua. If you hear the same sipur from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rayam Emna, that's a different hasoga, it's a different Torah, it's Peyot Pulos. Right? And look, Shaloi Kedas, Lafuke, Shaloi Kedas, Atoyim, that you could sit at home and learn a sefer Musar or whatever, a Maimar Chazal, and for, no, you have to hear it, Levity. And the Rosh Hashanah says, why by Yisapir Moshe L'chosnei? What does Rashi teach? Limshich es liboy l'korvei l'atoir. So, I would say, a tifer, the Rashi B'Sam says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Cheslavram, the Radomsker also said this word, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Eile HaDvorim Asher Dibir Moshe, beginning of the Dvorim, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, Moshe never said a word which wasn't Divrei Torah or Divrei Musar. Eile HaDvorim Asher Dibir Moshe. Eila, Lahoyti, everything else. So when Moshe tells Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, this becomes a chelik from the Heftz of Torah. That's Lekarev Libay Latkarum Latorah, to Makarev the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Zerakoidish brings in this week's parasha, famous word, we say in that God, Afilu Chulon Chachomim, Chulon Nevoinim, Chulon Negredim Mitzatorah, Alim Eilis, right? Or but there's a mitzvah Lesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim. They'll shine in, it should. It should radiate like a sapir Moshe L'chosnei. We lost an Evan Sapir. And the Havashalom of Visions also a similar word. He says a person can be misagif himself to elevate himself, his nefesh from the chumrius, etc., v'chulu v'chulu. Aber calls, and he doesn't feel no, he's not there. Remember, Tfer Shlomo says, he heard from a Gidei Emet, this happened, Mamish, that it was one of the big tzaddikim, with Chaim Chaykel of Amdur, Talmud of the Magid. And he said he fasted Mishabbos l'Shabbos, right? And he stayed up 1,000 nights, Horevim and Torah. And he didn't feel shlemus benafshe until he came to his Rebbe, the Magid of Mesrit. Right? And therefore, when Yisri saw that after the Giluyim, the Rosh Hashimchal Yom, still the Yitzhahorah, the Amalek is still around, I have to go to Mish. And that's also, I saw from the Shmuel Unsdorfer, the Shver of the Heintig, the Sam's Klesberger Rebbe, in the Tanya. He said, Mary Digavort, why Dafka Rashi says the two things that really motivated him was Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Shaila, did Yidden have Emunah? Before that. In Mitzrayim, did Yidden have Emunah? Oh, you tell me a pasuk in Parshas Vayameinah'om, they had Emunah. Right? Yeah? But they had Emunah in the Eibishter. Did they have Emunah Sadikim? They're cressing against Moshe, hey, Vashnu, it's Ruchenu before Pari, right? Ever since you got involved in politics, you know, it's going to be good for Yidden, right? And by the Yamsuf HaMibli and Kvorim, they lack faith in Moshe Rabbeinu. He's leading us the wrong way. By the Yamsuf Vashteit, by Aminu Bashem, but that's not enough. With Moshe Avdi. And therefore, Chazal say, call Moshe and Imam and Moshe, he's Mamim and the Eibishter. If you don't have lack in Mun and Sadikim, you don't have a Mun and the Eibishter Oich. What then did they see by Melchemes Amalek? A war. Who waged the war? The F-15s, the Patton tanks. Moshe stood al Rosh HaGiva, right? With Aaron and Chur, right? From these two events, he learned that you have to have Emunah Tzaddikim. Ula Hoyer, you know what it reminds me of? Therefore, he had to come personally to hear the story. Moshe Sipra, Andra Hasoga. Remind the famous story, the Chayz of Ulbin, by the Chayz of Ulbin, once they asked Rav Shalom Belzer, a young man at the time, he should read Megillah. So he read Megillah's Esther. Afterwards, the Chayz said, "Di Maisa v'chigher tetzel kam v'kam v'kam." I heard the story many, many times. Ober azoy shein v'der young man tetzel v'kam v'kam. It's not the same words as everyone else. He didn't add or subtract any words. Right? Ober when Rav Shalom Belzer reads the Megillah, it's under the Megillah. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells the story of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's under the hair, it's under the Hasoga, a whole different world. And Lahoyer, just Derech Agav, where did Moshe Vahoyer Kash Yorim Moshe Yodai? Where did he pick up his hands? On Rosh HaGiva. Says in Rechaim, Rosh HaGiva is Gimachi of Aminu Bashem of Moshe Avdi. Right? Yes? Ulahoyer, therefore, it's another word from the Imre Chaim, which we'll soon, you'll understand later. It says in Pasuk, he's called Koy, whatever we describe history as Koy and Midian Choysin Moshe, which is Gimatria Moshe Yadaber Velekim Yanenu Bekol. What that means, we'll soon see. Okay. And therefore, I understand that Yisri came because he understood the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's one of the reasons it says in Sforum, he's called one of the seven names of Yisri was Choyviv. So, Chazal, why is he Choyviv? Shechiviv is Atoyr. All Klal Yisrael is Choyviv Atoyr. Right? He was Megayer, but all Klal Yisrael is Megayer Matan Toyr. Is the Chalaya Yisri gave Kal Yisrael to understand the Chavivus of Moshe. The Chavid Moshe Rabbeinu is Edim in the eyes of Kal Yisrael. And therefore you see afterwards, it says in Pasuk, right, that who was sitting at that Asher Os Elikim, to whom? The Moshe Ul Yisrael. So Rashi comments, Sheshakul Moshe connected Kal Yisrael. Moshe Shakul in all of Eden. Moshe Shakal Kashish and Reber. What's Pshat, by the way, Derech Agav? Let me tell you, a Medrash Pliach. One of the also, wow, Midrashim. You got to like break your head a bit. Chazal say that Moshe asked the Eibishter, Omer Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipnei Maloi Tite Na Teire El Al Yodi. Why I have to give the Teire? Moshe Ta'onu B'Kalor. Why give it to me? To which the Eibishter said, because Teire is your Chesh Ben Shimcha. Teire is your name. No? That's very simple. What's the gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu? Hello, Earth 613. You call Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to get Tayag Mitzvahs. But Moshe, I'm only one person. We know Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asoro. Yeah? To which the Eber said, that's why you're called Moshe. Because you're shakel keneged 10 people. Why? Because how do you call a person in Lashon Kodesh? An Adam. Adam is gematria 45. And you're 10 people. You're a minion itself. And then how much is 45 times 10? Which is gematria Moshe. Well, you'll soon see. Wait, one sec. Hello? What's pshat? So the Ramei Mifano, right, the Meir Digavort, if you want to know the greatness, why more Margala Bepumayu the Rabbonon, that Moshe is Shokel Keneged Shishim Riboy, because you take the Gematria of Moshe, but in a different type of Gematria, not just Mem Shin Hei, it's times. When you want a real stack of Gematria, it's always like the times. How much is Mem times Shin? Oh, by the way, let me add. Chazal say in Zohar, numerous places in Tikkuni Zohar, Moshe Rabbeinu always had the Shechina with him. That's what he spoke with the Shechina. Right? Shechina bears the Gunesh of Moshe. Shechina is related to the letter Yud. Okay. How much is Mem times Shin? 40 times 300. 12,000. Times 5, hey? 60,000. Times Yud, the Shechina with him? 600,000. Asher Alkein, right? Yes. The Megalamukah says what? Zel lechol le'oyus ki anuchi shalachticha. You'll have the letter Yud by you, and therefore Moshe Shokel. What does it mean that Moshe Shokel can get Shishim Ribi? What does this mean? Every Yid, Yisrael, Yesh Shishim Ribi Oyus Yislatayr. Every Yid has a letter in the Torah. What we'll soon discuss at length if I have the time. What gives that? What makes it brings alive the black letter in the Torah? Torah in itself. I hate to be, I sound like a curse, but Torah Shebiksav in itself is totally inexplicable. You can't understand the word, you won't know. It's only when you have a Torah Shebiksav do you know practically what to do. It's only because Moshe Yadaber, Moshe represents the Torah Shebiksav and the Ishmi Pish from Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, the Lachmet Toy, the son of the Fos, the Mary Digazach, Torah's Gematria 611, Ksav and Balpeh, is Gematria. Torah. You only have Torah if you have Biksav or Balpeh. When this leads to that, the Chavivus of Torah, which Dafka comes through Moshe, Spashtabish Holdar Vedorah, so Chazal, right? That was Nizgalda through Yisri. He understood the Chavivus of Moshe. Lefizai understand just another thing in the parish of Yisri before we begin to share. Later, right afterwards, Yisri comes and they make a whole fancy VIP reception in honor of Yisri. So the pasuk says, listen, it's unbelievable. It's a very big word. Vayarein v'chol zikne Yisrael lecher lechem im choysin Moshe lifnei holikim. Right? Arein, all the Moshe is oimin b'sham. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Brachas of Samach Dalit. The Gemara says, lifnei holikim v'chid lifnei holikim achlu. They ate before the Eibishter. How they lifnei Moshe? They ate before Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean lifnei holikim? So here, Chazal say, "Mikan shechol nena misudah shdabrachachem misubim ba kilu nena bizevashchin." If you sit by a meal at the minchah chomim, you're Moshe Rabbeinu. It's kilu nena bizevashchin. Everyone understand the Chazal? You've heard this Chazal a thousand times. I never thought about it before, but you live and learn. The Oyev Yisrael, the Abderov, asked his chaver, the Holy Maggid of Koshnitz, doesn't understand the Chazal. What was bothering Chazal? Did they eat before the Abraham? Every 5-year-old child starts learning Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Beginning of Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is Pasuk and Tillim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. So what's wrong with the Pashtei Dekro that they ate Lechem Lifnei Alikim? Because Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. Hello, okay, anyone? Such an open 65, obvious question. I never thought about it. Hello? Tifle Kasha. To which the Koshnitz the Magid answered the Abderav, a meuritic answer. Didn't Shulchan Aruch and Archaim and Simon Tzaddik if Chav Beis, a person shall not daven, should not daven achoyri rabbi, behind his Rebbe. Why shouldn't he sit daven behind his Rebbe? Because it's impossible to mechaven. When a person is sitting by a Rebbe, you have such aimless charodah from your Rebbe, and therefore you won't be able to mekayim shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit, because in front of you, tangibly, physically, you see a Rebbe. Therefore, Chazal say, don't daven next, like, achari Rabbi. So Uibazui, being in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, takes away from the Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Somit. And that was bothering Chazal. If Moshe Rabbeinu was there in Uimin Meshamesh, and by definition, Al Pi Halacha, it takes away from the Shivisi, so how could you say they ate Lifnehu Elikim? So on this, Chazal answers, that's called Lifnei Olikim. That Yiddish Shemayim. I'll tell you a story I heard. The Talmud Rebbe from Yishalayim, Zal Gesundheim, said a Muridik story. There was a big gaon called the Three Day Eish, Rabbi Chil Yankov Weinberg. He was a Slabotke Talmud, a Ganhage Uinim. From Schweiz, Montreux. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and besides that, he was a big Baal Musar, and Baal Machshov, and Baal Rai, one of the biggest in the 20th century, one of the big thinkers, a dinker, one of these theologians, philosophers. He was later the rector in the Hildesheim Seminary, in Berlin, whatever. Yeah, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, everything. He knew language, brilliant person. So after the Milchama, the Gedolim asked him, would he go, since he's a Baal Rai and a Pemalprik Magolius and whatever, to go to the DP camps. And to be ma'ude, the people who were Nebuch, went through all the Shiva Maduri Gehenim, to uplift them, whatever. And he knew these people had a lot of Nebuch kashis, you know, Lama Asam Khan, they lost their whole families, etc. And he can't just go, he prepared himself very well. For 2 weeks, he built himself in his mind, he's a genius. Marocha, Gabi Marocha, based on Yesoidis, Neisonim, the Rambam, and the Maralmi Prague, and the Ramchal, and all the Gedeli Bale Mashova, and Musar, Slabotka Talmud, to be able to answer and to darshan, whatever. He went to the DP camps, from camp to camp. Kena Hertnisht. No one's interested. Even if they came on the rare occasion, it didn't move anybody. And he felt very dejected. And then he heard that there's a certain camp, Ferenfeld School. There's one camp where all the inmates in the DP camp, they're mamish misoyer lechuva, and they're mamish like they're going back to Yiddishkeit and the Amunah. And he said, "I'm going to go there and find that Lusutz." So he came there. He arrived there in the evening, and they told him, he says, "Where is like the oilam?" He said, "They're all in this thrift, as a high school, as a whatever. They're sitting there, and they're having a sudas mereim. Still get together, you know." And he sits there and they're singing, and there's a Ish Elikim, Mamish, a Malach Elikim sitting in front. And he's saying Divrius Eirus in their hearts. And they have Poshet Pas Lechem, Mamish Lechem, Lechem Tsar, Mayim, you know. Nothing, but they're sitting there and they're Ufkalip, and they're Mamish on fire. And after this Rav finishes his Shmiz, he asks him, who is that? He says, the Kleisenberger Rav. Afterwards, he wanted to know, and he said, "I've been to camps, I've given droshes, teeth, mamish, like, you know, linogav lepogel. And here I see it's like, you picked up the people, what's going on here? What's the secret?" The Klesberger Rebbe told the Sri Deish, "So I felt the off in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chulin Davdal and Amid Beis. The Gemara reads the Lashon HaGemara, Gufa, Amar of Anan Rishmul, Yisrael Mumer Levilchavim. A yid who's a mumer for Avodah Zorah, right, is mutter, you're allowed to eat from a shechita. How do we know? Could he find by his shofat, Melech Yehuda, and Achav tried to convince him to go to war against Aram, right? And all the Nevi'im told him, Yeshofat HaTzadik, Gainish, don't go, right? You won't be asliach. But then he went to Achav, he tried to convince him. Then the pasuk says, in Divrei Yom HaBeis, you Kapitel Yuches, Vayizbech le Achav Tzoyin ubokr la Roy vla Amasher Imoy. He shechted cattle in the Kagame Asudish Lev Bishaitoi, Vayisiseu le Lalois al Ramis Gil. And that seduced him, that convinced him to join forces and to go to war against the king of Aram. Right? Frakti Gemara Vidilma Mizbech Zotacharaya, he ate from Achav, who's not even a Vidzor. Is the Chaya Yisrael was a mumer of the Chavim? You have to eat a shlit. Fact the Gemara Vedilma Mizbuch Zovach Achol. Maybe he shechted for him, but doesn't tell you in the passage that Yehoshaphat ate. So the Gemara answers, Vayisi Seyuksiv. It says that he seduced him, he convinced him. Fact the Gemara Vedilma Bedvorim. Right? Maybe with words, he gave out that spiel as a diplomat. He convinced him. Answers the Gemara Ein Hasota Bedvorim. You can't be maces a person. You can't convince a person with words. You have Nevi'im, you have whatever. In other words, 1,000, the Yid HaKadosh brought this raya. It's a raya, 1,000 Musar Shmuzen are not as choshuv as one litra bosor and one lugyayin. How do I know this? The Gemara Navei Dezora. Chazal say, Gozru al Shmanam val Pitam mishum Yeinam, the Gozru al Yeinam mishum Reseim. Is the charay if you sit and eat and drink that the zakir of alavavas it could bring rachman al islam to shaltachs. Umeruva mida toiva mida puronus. If you sit, because of what the Kleinberger told us, Riesh, if you give all the greatest musadras, every ramchal, every ramaraura, or you sit and you be'oided yidin in the middle of a tish, right? Ooh, that has a much greater effect. And you should know, there's a story told by the holy originer was once sitting, right? And he did nothing. He was sitting by a tish with a chsidim. And a guy walked in who was totally, like, never saw a Rebbe's and whatever, like, totally a new world him. And he says, the originer is sitting there, right? And the chassidim are sitting there, they're sitting shaking, trembling. So, people coming rough there, no Torah, no. So the originer, right? And he said to him, there's a pasuk in the Torah. Ish hayore v'racha levov. Going to war, soldiers, right? If you are filled of trepidation, what do you do? It says that the soldier gave the Gettysburg Address, don't go, let's rebel against the government, let's not go to war. It's terrible. Didn't say a word. Is the Charaya said the Heilige Rishner, as Ayid zits mit a tzugos in the hearts, if a Yid is sitting with a broken heart, everyone in the environment is also affected, even though he doesn't say anything. That was the answer. In other words, we see from here that flaw of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, now I come, based on this, I come to understand, says the Medrash, ma shmua sham ro bo, with parat dumiga do anything. I have no time. I just answered 100 other medrash pliyos, but I have no time to elaborate. Bottom line is, it's a yisoid in Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's brought in Shalom HaKodesh, it's brought in all kinds of Sforim HaKodesh, in Zerah Berech, etc., etc. The whole, one of the great themes of Pora Aduma is, it was a machshov, the power of Chazal, of Torah Shel Peh. I can't even begin to, I'll give you an example. Wait. When was Par Aduma given? Can anyone tell me? Huh? You told me Mora, because you learned Rashi. Yeah, but you also know a Gemara, Gitin. Machloikas, as usual, right? Whole day, we said before, that it came, that Par Aduma was given when? But ask yourself a simple question. Why in the world would Par Aduma be given B'mora if it says, V'hizo, al pnei Pesach oil moyed? There's no oil moyed till Vahiba Yemeshmini. Hello? As everybody else. Hello? You with me? Yeah? Nachazach, Kasha by Paraduma. Paraduma is a choik, last time I looked in the Chumash. Hello? Yeah, choik. And then Rashi brings, or Moshe Darshin, what the reason of Paraduma? And if you say that it was Paraduma was given in Mora, there was no egel yet. Right? Then there's a famous Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to heaven, and he hears a baskel, Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Hello? And what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Para bas shnos. What's going on here? The halacha has to be three, right? So the Eber says, also there'll be a fellow called Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, and he will die para bas shnos. So Moshe said, Yirotin shiya zem yichalatzoi, it's an anical, as it says in this week's parsha, v'shem o'echad Eliezer. By the way, who was this Rabbi Eliezer? Just Derech Agav. So the Zera Berech brings, he was a Gilgal of you know who? Take a guess. You all know. Reuven. Reuven was punished. He lost the bet. Why did Reuven lose the Bechayr? Bepashtus. Because Bilbul Yitzuel. He mixed up the bets. Ad kedekachwa. So Chazal say, because the Yitzuel of Yankiv was the Mokum of the Shechina. And when you mess up, right? Yeah? Is Yimavalbul the Mokum of Shechina. Says the Ostrov Serenar. A Torah and Meir Nechachom Madur. He saw in various places. Givaldik. What in the world was the Eibishter doing? The Eibishter b'chvidiv atzmei saying over halacha, over boss, over dumb, Rabbi Eliezer. is the charaya that hikter HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kveit tzadikim yesim yikveidim. Right? Oy bazoi, why did Reuven bilbil Yisrael, Aviv? Because he tova el ben imoi. But it's a sin because you're messing up the Madura of the Shechina. Aber, you just told me that Abish is more worries about kveit tzadikim, his mother Leah. Oh, so Dafka Rabbi Lezer, hello? You understand? He was one who was a champion of, by the way, the first Tana mentioned in Shas is who? And the last Tana by a name, a single individual Tana, is in Masechta Oktzin, also Rabbi Lezer. He's the one who champions Harish Rapeh, the Koyach of Chazal. Yeah? That is the lesson. I don't have to elaborate. Who? Eichewald. Rabbi Lezer says, Pora is Bas. Shtai. Egel is Bas Shana, right? If that's true, hello? 2 years old? Could a 2 year old Pora give birth be an aim? And therefore, Tove aim vitinak et soyez beno? Hello, earth. No. How do you know?
Three.
What?
Three. 3 years old.
How do you know? So it can't be the reason is what?
Tove aim.
Ooh. So what is the reason? I don't know. There is a reason, Tovia Aim. That was the Nigladika reason. There's a Tifa reason. The only one who knew the Tifa Dika reason is, guess who? L'chani Megala Tampor, but not L'chayru. It's the Satmer of a Reis in the Reyoyal, the Berachmish, is a Charaya, what does Par Aduma teach me? The Koyach of Moshe, the Koyach of Chazal, that you won't necessarily understand the depth of every Drabonon. But Vatigzer Oimer, whatever that Chazal Dash Besakin down here, that's the way the halacha becomes in Shemayim, the Ebrist of, etc., etc. And that is the inyan of the whole Yisroi, the Chavivus of Moshe, of Teirish of Alpeh, comes as a Hakdomo to all of Kabbalah Satayr, to Aseret HaDibris, because you become a Mamleches Kehanim, Mamlocha, and a Goy Kodesh, and the Gemara said, Yivam is a Goy Kodesh, means you keep Chazal, right? That's, by the way, Chazgemara says, Dapay Zayin, Shabbos. Shloisha Dvorim also Moshe Midaitiv Hizim Akash Baruch. You remember one of them is what? Hoysif Yimechad Midaitiv. But the Torah was supposed to be 6th of Sivin, and we pushed it off till the 51st day. The famous Magen Avraham. Yeah, hello? Yeah? Asked the Chesel of Koshmir, the Abish agreed to Moshe? Yeah. So why did the Abish agree to Moshe? Why would this Galgul Advorim that Tafka Moshe was Moshe Midaitoi? Why did Abish command the Chila? Shabbos, the Torah has to be given on Shabbos, 51st day, Gemara. Is the Charaya that Abish wanted to show that all of Torah is given at Daitoi the Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu? Same reason, what is the first mitzvah in the whole Torah given to Kal Yisrael? Rashi says, HaChoyz Elchem. Where did the Choyz Elchem teach you? Bakel Goymer Elayat Yishalmi says. Everything by Balabatishkeit in Velt, in Teva, and Halacha is given to Chazal. And that's also the pshat v'chola am royim es akoyles, says Rashi, royim that royim es hanishma. They saw that which is normally heard. What's pshat? So it's brought in Sfarim Akdashim. The Bil Itim says Re'iya goes in Torah Shivksat. You get called up to the Torah, at least until recently in some shuls. You can see actually the ksat. Nishma is Torah Shival Peh Ishmi Peish and Mishra Beinu. And all of Torah, we said Torah is b'ksav and b'peh, right? Without Balpeh, there's no Torah. Doesn't make sense, right? And therefore, what? And therefore, the Eibush the wanted was Amis by Klal Yisrael, the godless of Chazal of Torah Balpeh, and things which are normally only heard, transmitted, you accept it, you could see it bechush in order that people should have trusted Moshe Rabbeinu and Chazal. The fees. I have no time to elaborate. There's a the Meiridik. Some Soifer, which Chassav Soifer, his son, brings in this week's parasha, right? It's like, there's a Medrash plea. The Medrash says, when Moshe heard Anoichi, of like Anoichi Hashem Alekech of fame, Pasach V'Omar Boruch Shal Yasani Goy. He made the bracha Shal Yasani Goy. Hello, earth. What is Anoichi got to do with Shal Yasani Goy? Now it says in Pasach Magid V'Rov L'Yankil Chukam Repot of Yisrael V'Azachin El Goy, right? Goyim didn't get Torah. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah in the beginning that Lasid Lovei they'll have Taina, right? Klum Kafisa Aleinu Harki Gigitin. You force us in Torah, like, and tell me. So, but Tosfos brings the Tanchum in Parshas Noach. The kfir was on what? Teresh b'ksav or Teresh l'peh? Teresh l'peh. Teresh b'ksav, they already said na'isav in the shpah. So Teresh l'peh. Did goyim have a taina? Did they keep Teresh b'ksav? The goy, your gardener, your plumber, your whatever, he keeps Teresh b'ksav, yeah. The only Teresh l'peh doesn't keep. But that taina, klub kazif later haki, is only with Teresh l'peh. Says the ksav, the chasifer, meiridike mashal. Mashal melech, who had a bunch of sons. But there was one son who was Ohov, who was Choviv, and he had precious gold mines in his Medina. And if you mine the gold, right, you could right? And he wanted to bequeath it to this son that he loved. But he was scared that it'll be matl kina ben abonim. So what did he do? He called over the son he loves and he told him his plan. I'm going to teach you the secret of how to mine the gold in the mines. And I'm going to teach you how to refine the gold, to get rid of all the playlists, right? And you can have, but I'm not going to teach your brothers. And then he offered these pans of land, these mines, to all the sons, you could divide it equally. The people who didn't know the secret of how to mine the gold, how to refine the gold, it's empty land, wastelands in the middle of nowhere. Forget it, I don't want it. The guy who knew how the secret of how to mine it, how to mitzaref it, so the Eibishter offered, he went around the Machshir, the Torah, to all Ummus Veloshim. You want it or not? Right? Hello? What's the guy? Could you have a Geshmak? Could you have a Chavivus? Could you have the Simcha, the Tainug of Torah, if you don't know Torah Shabbat Peh? It doesn't mean anything. And they shall be to frontlets between your eyes. Agrisi Yashavir. The essence. It's only Chazal, the Eibishter, gave us the secret of Yud Gimel Midas and how to explore and how to refine, how to. Now Torah has infinite Midas, Rechavim Min HaYam, etc., etc., etc. You have the Geshmak in Torah, right? Therefore, why is it Anoichi? Torah starts at certain times Anoichi. The Gemara says in Shabbos Tafkuf Hei, it's a Nutrikun. One of the Nutrikuns is Amira Ne'ima Ksiva Yehiva. Some Amira Ne'ima, you don't got to be a rocket scientist or get cowed. Amira means what? Speech. Amira Ne'ima, a beautiful, pleasant speech. That refers to Torah, Shebal Peh. Ksivo, Yehiva, I've written and given, that's Torah Shebe Ksav. That's the Nutrikan of Anoichi. Ah, now I understand, says the Torah Yofa, the Medrash Plia, when Moshe heard Anoichi, Amira Ne'ima, Ksivo Yehiva, Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebe Ksav. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says what? That's why his father, the Pnei Maven, says also that by the end in Farsh Vayelech, what does it say? Va'ato kisvu lachem es ashir azoyis v'lamdo es Pnei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. It's not enough to say for Torah is the Torah Shebe Ksav. Sima b'fiyam Torah Shebal Peh. L'man tiyah ashir azoyis l'eid l'nei Yisrael. This is an edrus that Yidin Aram Kroivay and the Eibush loves Kal Yisrael, etc., etc. Right, and the whole, I don't have to elaborate, the whole chiddush, that flaw of actually, when did Eden say nice of Nishma? Before Shavuos. What was the Shavuos? The kfir, the Torah Shebal Peh. Right? That's why the famous Ramah Mifano, the Magen Avraham, brings the Tav Tzadik Dalid, that Shavuos is the Yom Tov, it's the 51st day, as it comes from the Sugi in Shabbos. So why do we keep Shavuos? Yeah. Is the Haraya, that's the Indian of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. Right, that was the kfir. What was by the kfir? The Eibishter said, "Im tekablu es haTorah, mutu v'im lav, sham take for ascha." Right, that's by the way. The Haflos says moedidik. The Gemara says in Shabbos, "Hamisatzel bespeidei shel chacham, royal lekaveri b'chayev." A person misatzel in the covet of a hesped of a talmud chacham, he could bury. Why buried alive? You misatzel bespeidei shel chacham is a chayev. You're not miyakir Torah shel peh. You're not miyakir shel bal peh. You're ma'ira the sham take for ascha. Right, the whole half. I've no time to elaborate. The whole half flow of Shavuos is that Yidam Makabel Torah Shebal Peh. That's I've no time to elaborate, but that's the pesat. A whole arichas here. Hold up, Marocha from the what is called your Rebbe's brother. When it says Moshe Yidaber Velikim Yenenu Bekol, the M is everything. Kol Mashi Talmud Vosik Also the Chadli Tul Seif Kol Yomim was given to Moshe Bifchinas Kol, and Moshe was given what? Not only Kol but Dibur. What's the difference? Kol is undifferentiated. Ah, sound. Then Moshe ben Dab. Therefore, after the Eibush says Atan Tiliyam Lechet Kahanim Vegoi Kodesh, Eil Hadvar Rizavu Ben Yisrael says Rashi. It's Chazal. Loi Pachli. Why would anyone have thought that Moshe would add or subtract from Torah? That this Torah should be Ksav. word for word. Teresh al peh was given completely to Moshe, even kol mashtal b'tal chadish, but it was given b'vchinas kol, an undifferentiated, unintelligible voice. Or Moshe yedaber, he has to say the words that the Eibishter found fit. He has to use the seichel. What's roi to megala in this door? Then in every generation, Chazala, Megala, Tifer and Tifer, Soidis and Timius and new Havonis and Torah, newus. That's the cult. That's what Avram it says. Ekev Ashishama Avram, Bekoili. Afilu Erev Tashil and Erev Chateres, whatever gears you have, right? Avram Avinu heard even the Kol Hashem, which was I don't know if the word is in English, differentiated, wasn't elaborated, wasn't extrapolated, wasn't whatever in his time, right? He points out a vort, Derech Agav, Kol plus Dibur, I don't have time to elaborate. Kol plus Dibur is Gimatria Sameach. Now I come back, this Shabbos, the Shabbos Nevarachim Chodesh Adar, which we said before is Gimatria, something is Gimatria. Mishenichnas Odar Marbin B'Simcha. When do you get Simcha? When the Kol and the Dibur. When a person connects himself to what? To the idea of Torah Shel Peh. When a person miyakir Torah Shel Peh and Tamid HaChomim, Kovet HaTorah, right? Right, then you come to the Simcha of Adar and the Eibishter Taka Helfen, which the whole Yom Tov Pura, you can elaborate, was Hodor Kiblu Yemei Achashverosh. They appreciated the Koyach of Teresh Peh of Mordechai of Tzadikim. Right, this week Klal Yisrael lost great people, like, oh, unbelievable. I'm the Emes of Dov Soloveitchik. There's Masechtos and Shas you can't learn without a Chiddush Erev Dov. Remember the whole from Torah, various. Remember Klal Yisrael is suffering. The Eibishter Helfen doctors have Hodor Kiblua from Chodesh Adar, when it's Mekabel Torah, which is Torah from the Sameach. The Eibishter Helfen doctors are saying that Yehud Poil Mamish and Chinu Kimei Sin Yisonu Yehud Kimei Sin Yisonu Yehud Kimei Sin Yisonu Yehud.